Blog Talk Radio.
The cards are in line. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Shalom, everyone. Let's get our host on with us, Brother DeWalla. Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, Brother DeWalla. Just a second.
Brother Drew.
Yes, sir.
Stop me about 10 minutes before time. If you got anybody want to ask a question. Yeah, because get your pen and paper and stuff, because this is going to be the most interesting. I think, Drew, Drew, we've been together over 20 years. I don't know, it's way over 20 years. We can go by the baby's age, the oldest baby's age, and we know how long we've been together. But, Drew, this is the best lesson I ever come up with. I guess because I'm getting older and I'm retired now. I can sit back and really analyze everything. So,
okay.
I was writing a book, Brother Drew, called The Lies That White Folks Have Told Us and We Believe Them in 2014. And this lesson, I say, well, hell, I need to put this lesson off into this. So what, since we don't know nothing about this albino man that came here on the earth, when 2014 we have to use documentation for our conversation to go do and see, where did this white man come from? We gonna study him. See, he done studied every damn thing on earth but the nigger, the one that he called a nigger that was born over here in a place that he called America. See, the nigger ain't never studied him. See, we're going to be the first niggas in that study him. And I come from a tribe of niggas, and we finna study what the white folks said about each other. Because, see, the nigga didn't know, because the nigga just started reading in 1870. They let him off the plantation, and he ain't learned how to read yet, because reading is comprehension. But we finna sit down and reason together, and we going to study the history of the albino man. I like that word, albino man, because that's what Josephus say. And Josephus and Homer, who were albino men, wrote the history of three tribes of people. His history was put in a book called 1881 King James Bible, and that's the one we're going to be using. It was put up under in this book by codes and different codes that you had to wait to a certain period of time for the niggas would be able to comprehend and understand what the book was saying. So at this period in time, we know for a fact the niggas that done studied with me, and anybody that's been in my group, Drew know me calls you the nigga. Nigga only means the black one, and I'm damn sure black. If you go look up the word, because see, ethnology is what we studied with, because we have to use ethnology, which is the origin of the word, and you had to have both Noah Webster and Daniel Webster's dictionary to know the language. And I know that the African American and the colored people, I mean that the African Americans, they don't have both of those dictionaries. Most of them don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. So us niggas went and bought this so we could study this man that we call the cracker, that is a peckerwood. And when I asked some of my peckerwood partners that I fish with what the word peckerwood was, and it means good old boy. So that ain't nothing, no derogatory racial word. That's to you African Americans that say, well, that guy, he gets racial and biased and talk about our white daddy bad. But see, the niggas is going to study and see what the white folks said about themselves. So when we first start off at the 10th chapter of Genesis, where you see, and now you ask yourself a question. See, it's unique what Ashkenazi did. Why would they start this off, the sons of Japheth? Japheth is the youngest of these children. They always start with the elders. If we go in chronological order, this is way out of chronological order of putting things in terms. If you study the white folks, how they do it, they put it in chronological order. But this, when we are studying, we look for certain signs and clues that it is very rare that they would start with these writings in this book was started with this third son and not the eldest son. So we get a good picture here, because what Ashkenazi say that this history starts right here with these three sons in order for us to be able to read this book and understand these books about the children of this son right here. Now, his children was Gomer, Magog, Madon, Javan, Tubal, Mesha. You see that in the 10th chapter. And the sons of Gomer, go to the third, over to the third verse. The sons of Gomer, that's his first son. And see, Gomer's first son was Ashkenazi, Raphael Togar. We dealing with this one word here, Ashkenazi. This son here got named a Jew by his other brothers over here, Magog, Gog, and Tubal. who they say is the children of Lucifer, according to the Bible, meaning they the devil. They on the dark side. They the evil one. Just these tribes of people we dealing with. That's all that they talking about. Ashkenazi. The reason that we study what Ashkenazi say is that according to their story, Ashkenazi, who we call the Jews, is the chosen people of God. So we are studying the chosen people of God. And most of the people, 99% of the people, believe in God as we speak in today's society. So we have to see why they believe in God, because, see, the Yah man on the Western Hemisphere, that's me, the nigga. We didn't believe in gods. This was brought over here to us in the 15th century. But they came over here as Leif Erik the Red in the 9th century, over here to High Yah country. See, just like Richard Pryor said, you done landed on Mr. Gilmore country, well, goddammit, you done landed on High Yah's country. Now it's time to get this God shit settled. That's why we doing this lecture right now. You talking to the old Yah man, one of the first Yah mans to come to get this shit in perspective the way it's supposed to be, because we finna study this Elkwood. See, I'm what your brother Ashkenazi, the chosen people of God, said about your ass, I'm finna tell the niggas. And they can go tell the African Americans after they hear it from the niggas. And it's a whole lot of us niggas know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, let's look at this. According to the Bible, when we read Magog, Gog, and Tubal, in this day and society would be the Germanic race of people. That's not the Jews. The Jews is not part of the Germanic race of people. They separated themselves from it. And the Jews are, I don't care what religion that you go into, everybody on earth that's civilized recognize the Jews as being the chosen people of God, and they are the chosen people of God when we study their history, because they were made by gods. They was gods that came down out of the Shemin, and they tell their history. We're gonna diaphragm their history through Ashkenazi, what Ashkenazi said, often esoteric knowledge and not exoteric knowledge. Now we know the children and who we're dealing with right now. We are dealing with the Germanic race of people. They started off here. Today's name, they done changed the name, bum, ba-dum, bum, you know, like Dragnet, you know, you change the name, you know, to protect the guilty this time. We caught you goddamn with your draws down. I caught him with his draws down, Brother Drew. And you know, when I catch you with your draws down, I'm going to beat your ass unmercifully. So the next verse that we have to go to is the 6th chapter of Genesis and find out how they got here. Because all of Japheth's children was black. The whole earth was black and everybody spoke one language. But we are talking about Eastern Hemisphere. But everybody on earth was black and everybody spoke the same language until the 6th chapter of Genesis. Something happened. And let's read what happened. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters was born unto them in the east, not the west, not over here, as my daddy would say, not over here, that the sons of God, I want you to remember them words. That's a key word in there. Saw the daughters of men that was fair, and they took them wives of all which they choose. Now we got to find out, who is this son of God? Is that Jesus? Because the only person that poor to be the son of God, it's poor to be Jesus, but this is plural right here. So you're like, it was a whole lot of Jesus came down right here. So as we look, now we got a problem, Houston. So we have to ask, we're going to ask Ashkenazi, the Jew, who chose people God, explain this. How can we find out with this here? How in the hell are we going to find out information? Is there any information available to us to explain that? So we had to go to Josephus and Homer for the information. And so when we go to Josephus and Homer for the information through the Jews, or the present-day people that call themselves the Jews now, then we have to go into the Kabbalah. Because the first 39 books of your Bible is Torah and Tanakh. There's some other books that go with the Torah and Tanakh, and ain't no New Testament. So that's how they tricked the African-American, but they didn't trick this nigga here at this day and time. See, this is when the nigga with the trigger, boy. They always call me in Vietnam, where my nigga with the trigger? Well, the nigga with the trigger, goddamn, is back again, back on the scene. That's what I am, the trigger nigga. And we read right here about the Son of God. So when we go into the Kabbalah, we got to find out who the Son of God is. And we have to use other languages, but this is coded. So we're going to use this coded but language that we're speaking in right now, the language of Magog, who is the American in Great Britain. But see, May the 1st, 1776, Magog changed his name to America, and he became American. So America and Great Britain is Magog and Gog's children, descendants, as we speak right now. So we got all the shit in perspective. When we go see who the sons of God is, now, this word was put in the Bible only one time. In the book of Isaiah, 14th chapter around now, and that was Lucifer. Now, Lucifer is supposed to be the evil one, but the word Lucifer only means the enlightened one. This is to go along with the Kabbalah story of if you go get a book, Jewish Myths and Legends, you'll get all what I'm telling you. I'm coming out of their book called Jewish Myths and Legends. You go into their book, and they'll tell you this story of themselves come into earth when they came into it, how this albino man got here on earth. So this is what we find, and now we exploiting what they say, since they have exploited us. So when we ask ourselves a question, who it is, and they'll tell us that Lucifer, I'm going to tell you a story of Lucifer. Lucifer was the first creation of Psalm 6:8-4 tell you Yah was the father. That's in his feminine form, is male and female. So this teaching of Yah had created this, but he had also created his mind, both dark and light. The light mind is who you're talking to now. That's us. And that's a little deeper, but we have to come into this to understand what we're talking about in science, symbols, and numbers, because that's where we're going up on the esoteric teaching. There were 200 gods, and Lucifer was in charge of these gods, and you know him as the devil. And when the devil, you know the story, he got kicked out of heaven to earth. The father gave the earth and made him prince of the earth, and the father said he had nothing to do with earth, that all the people that would be born on earth out of these sons and daughters here, right here, these people here, they belong to Lucifer, because they were the children of these 200 fallen angels. They got named, but they was fallen, G-U-A-R-D-S, gods up in heaven, because Lucifer was supposed to to be guarding, G-U-A-R-D-I-N-G, the dark side of the Shamans, as it wrote, and that means heavens and the universe in this time. And when the Father made his spirit, created male and female, Lucifer wouldn't bow down to it. You know the story. But we are dealing with these 200 fallen angels, and these angels who was gods up in heaven, when they fell to earth, these are the sons of gods that you're talking about, and they came in what is known as spirits, meaning the spirit is what you couldn't see, meaning personalities of people. Well, this, according to the Jews, they were on the dark side, and the whole earth belonged to them. And then let's go up to 40. It said there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that when the sons of gods, this is Jesus right here, Jesus and the boys, came into the earth of men, and they bare children for them. The same became mighty men, which was of old men of renown. This will take us into another study at another time, and I think I'm going to get Brother Tyrone to come on and teach this. This would take us into another study of what Nephilim and a reptilian is, which would be talked about at the second chapter of Deuteronomy. You go into that chapter, you'll see those people of the chronological order of these people's history when they came into existence in the East. Now, these people right here was created. This is Jesus and the boys came down to the earth and created these people, and they all was wicked, every last one of them. So we know that all of Jesus' people, Jesus and his people that came down, that according to their history, they was completely destroyed. And the only family that stayed over here in his was the story of, it starts at the 10th chapter of Genesis with Noah. But his children, and including Noah, came from Jesus and the boys over here. That wicked spirit was over here. So when we start here at the 10th chapter, it said, now these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. And two of them sons was born out of the flood. But Jesus and the boy spirit, those 200 fallen angels, as they call it, but we're dealing with spirit, means spirit, means mind, and mind, it's mind is spirit and soul in this language. So when we go back to mind, we'll understand that we're talking about male and female, the beginning of the creation, as when the Father created you in his image, he created you mind. So these minds came on the boat with Noah, according to the Jews. And this is why they had amulets. They still wear amulets around their children's neck for 21 years to keep Lilith, who is Adam's first wife, spirits, which is these 200 fallen angels, from coming into their children. When you study Ashkenazi, the Jews, this is some of their customs that they do. We busting their ass so wide open. Now we pulling their drawers down and looking at the crack of their ass right now. That's what I call it. I don't know what you call it. I call it messing with a nigga now. And so when you see this right here of these people coming into existence, now these spirits when they came into existence, it's over here now. And these spirits have come back into existence according to the Jews. They say that these spirits will walk back again. So I say, well, hell, let's see if they true. They true. Jews ain't told no damn lie. I ain't found them lying. Not yet. I ain't found them lying. Not yet, Brother Drew. I ain't found them lying about what they were saying about they wrote the history of they people of what happened. Now we will go and fast forward through history, through this time period over there of when these from Noah's children, after they started populating and having children and went through, and then Japheth's children was running from Nimrod and they went up into the Caucasus Mountain, all but Ashkenazi. He stayed with the Cushites, who is known as the Cushites now. He stayed with the children of Ham and Cush. But Cush had damn near killed off his daddy's people, the true Hamites, according to their history. The true Hamites was conquered by the Cushites. Those was the children of Cush and his tribe. What he had, bro, they eventually conquered their fathers, the children. There's a whole lot of junk going on, but we talking about the albino man now. We ain't going to be talking, we ain't talking about the spooks over there. We will talk about the spooks over there and how it came in. But this albino man, we first got to know him because he conquered the spooks over there. And then he come over here and conquered us and to a certain extent. But he didn't conquer our goddamn mind, because if he conquered our mind, he didn't conquer this one. I'll put it like that. Now we're going to scoot down to 50,000 B.C. Something happened over there in the east. This was the fourth and last glacial age. This is what Josephus and Homer wrote. You can find this in H.G. Wells' Outline of History. And we're going to start on page 73, chapter 8. And Dad gave me this book when I was 7 years old, Brother Drew, when I asked where the white folks come from. He gave me this book. Called my mama half white. She's half Jew. And all of her relatives, Nan Crockett, ain't none but white folks, the Jews. So Dad say, this is, read this, goddammit, and you'll know where your mammy's people come from. So my mama got highly upset with him and said that wasn't their history, because she knew what Daddy was talking about when he gave me these two volumes of books. I got these original books, and I'm reading out the one that Daddy gave me in 51. And Daddy said, that's their goddamn history, Junior. Who you going to believe, me or your mammy? So I was programmed to believe him. But I had my own mind. But in 2014, I know who was right and who was wrong. Mama's still living. And Dr. Faye know I would tell her this with these books, because I remind her of it several times, that this is a history. It's the history of who you say you are. You tell your son you white, which you are. Your great-great-grandfather was a Jew. Hell, he raised me. Hell, so I know he was a damn Jew. That's what I know about the Jews. That's how come I know so much about the Jews. You're the chosen people of God. I got some of your shit running through my veins, but I didn't have enough running through my veins for you to conquer my goddamn mind. But I got some of you running through my DNA from my mama, who got it from her daddy, who was a half-breed, a Jew and a Cherokee. So let's get back to 50,000 B.C., the glacial age. The Neanderthal man, they said that these tribes of people got visited by some space aliens. That's what these, they put all this in signs and symbols with these fallen angels and all this jive. But you go back into the history, and David Icke is study. Yeah, y'all go up on the queue, get them tapes by David Icke. David Icke puts a job on him. I mean, he does a dot job on him. He on his people. He's a Jew also that telling the history. David Icke, study with David Icke, and you'll find out what H.G. Wells and Charles Darwin, that the church said was a lie, is the truth. We know who the ape man is. See, they had us bullshitting when we were little old boys that one albino man can say, oh, and niggas would run like a motherfucker. But it ain't that away this time, white boy. See, I remember that when I was a little boy, I used to like to listen to Tarzan, and I thought I was a big black Tarzan. So now you're talking to big black Tarzan. Now back to the lesson. I just had to open y'all's ears up a little bit as you open up, shake a leg, shake a shake, shake a tail, tail. Let's see what the Neanderthal type of man prevailed in Europe at least for 10,000 years. Along its own line, this species of man was accumulated a dim tradition and works out of this limited possibility. The Neanderthal is known as a prehuman. He came upon the European scene, and it would seem he was exterminated after the glacial age from between 50,000 and 25,000 years. They go backwards as the fourth glacial age softened toward more born, and he started breeding with a European type. And a new breed was created called Homo Neanderthalis. This new type developed in Western Asia and Africa, which these lands now are submerged in the Mediterranean basin. And as more remains are collected and evidence accumulated, men will eventually learn more. Now, this book was wrote way back yonder. In the 1800s, 2014, they say we can find out. These Neanderthals, they tell the history of what they did and how they migrated and met other people like them. We talking about Magog, Gog, and Tubal. That's them traveling up here, mixing their seed with each other. Instead, they started conquering black people and mixed their seed. But then they went from this Neanderthal man, from 15,000 to 35,000 years, they was called the reindeer man, where you could find during the glacial age, and the solitary age, and the Magdalena age, the Rilla age, Neolithic age, Bronze age, Iron age, that's all cut up. But they started off with well-made, you could find them making instrument in a cave out of certain stones. That's when they started investing. Now, you look at them time periods, how long it took this cracker's ass to come from a subhuman to up to where he is now. See, I put it like this. A subhuman, we studying the history of this subhuman starting off and became part, is a kind of man. This subhuman is, that's according to Josephus, is a kind of man, but he's a subhuman. And when we look up the word subhuman, sub means a Neanderthal. If you go look up subhuman, it says Neanderthal. The word sub means substitute. And human having to do with people in mankind. That's the definition of them words. But subhuman is a Neanderthal. So we are starting with the Neanderthal's history. We looking how he come on up. This white boy, he coming on up. We following his birth as he coming out of the womb. Now, he started messing with stone. Now, remind you now, he ain't got no language. He grunting and using sign symbols. I got 10,000 B.C., they made a movie of themselves. You didn't know that they were talking about themselves. Go look at the movie. Raquel Welles was off in that movie. Go look at the movie. These white boys told it on themselves and had us fooled all these years. But yet, your ass ain't fooled no more when you talk to me. And so they come on up a little bit.
Down to 10 minutes, meet Brother Dwarf.
You got 10 more minutes?
Yes, sir.
What'd you say?
Yes, sir. Ten minutes. Anybody have any questions, just press 1 on the phone. We'll get you in.
Okay. Well, I'll keep on rolling. Why? Now, when you go into H.G. Wells history, it took thousands of years for him to come into existence, he said, that the next thing that he came into was a Neolithic phrase of human affairs spread through Europe about 5,000 or 10,000 years ago. That's not very long ago. Men had searched the Neolithic stage in the lands of the southeast some thousands of years earlier, first the Mesolithic, then the Neolithic culture, then slowly into Europe from the south to southeast as the reindeers and the open steppes gave way to forests and modern European conditions. The Neolithic state and culture is characterized by the four important things that white people started doing. They started polishing their stone implements. When the Africans had bronze and brass pots over there and there, I find it amazing, brother, too. And in particular, the stones that they had was bound to a wooden hound. Well, the African had spears and arrowheads with bronze and on. Later, this implement was probably used rather for working wood. Then in conflict, there was also abundance arrowheads. Now, they were making their arrowheads out of stones, and the African over there, the black man over there, was making his arrowheads out of iron and brass. I find it simply amazing that how this white boy had bullshitted us, Bruce, for this so long, even me up into I'm just not coming into this knowledge myself, shit. That's what pissed me off sometimes. The beginning of a sort of agriculture. This is what Josephus said, Homer, the Greek, the great philosopher, that they had got their stuff from a black race of people over there. And Hippocrates wasn't the first doctor of medicine. You Egyptologists know that Imhotep was. But, you know, white folks say Hippocrates was the father of medicine. But the beginning of a sort of agriculture, you already know how to plant. This boy didn't even know how to plant. And then they say there's an abundance of evidence that hunting was still of great importance in the Neolithic. A Neolithic man did not at first sit down to his agriculture. He took snatch crops, or rather his women first gathered wild seeds and later sowed snatch crops, they call them, while he hunted. He settled later. Domesticating animals, the dog appeared very early. Before long, Neolithic men had demonstrated cows, sheep, goats, and pigs He was a huntingman turned herdman to the herd he once was. He had this dog, because, see, the dog had to lick them sores that was on him. That's how a dog became man's best friend. See, dog was up there licking them sores, and then you Negroes, African-Americans, let these dogs lick on you. But if you go into Leviticus, the 27th chapter of Leviticus, your Bible that you say you believe in clearly tell you don't let nothing that got paws lick on you or touch them. And the dog got paws, and the cat got paws. And you Negroes walk y'all's cats and y'all dogs, you African-Americans do, because you got a whole lot of his blood off into your black ass. Here you is, black as hell, and his blood is flowing through your brain. Now, I got a little of his blood in him, but he didn't conquer my mind. But he's done conquered this black mind. This is what we're trying to get you to understand. The Neolithical man of Europe was white man. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Help me, Jesus. It said that the Neolithical man of Europe was a white man and anxious and ancestors to the modern European-Germanic tribes. Wait a minute. The nigga done caught a goddamn subhuman who done conquered the world. Now, documentation beats bullshit conversation. I didn't say this about this cracker. His brother said it about him, the Jew. Right here, clear goddamn writing. You niggas out there can't say I'm lying. You African Americans, they always, meatball, you don't know what you talking about. Hell, I don't know what I'm talking about, but these goddamn, the chosen people of God, who is the Jews, they damn sure know who we talking about. And Jesus is still here, because Jesus, the Son of God, who was the evil one, he's still in existence. Because who the God over here? Who the Son of God? It's Jesus. You damn right. He is the only Son of God that ever came to the West. But we found out a whole lot of Jesus came over there in the beginning. 200 of them, and the main Jesus was named Lucifer, the bright and morning star. So when we go back into the back of the Bible, Jesus testified that he was the bright and the morning star. So goddamn it, what we got? We done called a Jesus that is in the beginning of the Bible, as some people had told me. And I had told people, you don't find Jesus nowhere in the Testament. But like y'all has enlightened me a little more, that if we look at this shit deeper, well, hell, who in the hell is the Son of God? It's got to be Jesus, because the Son of God in the New Testament is Jesus. This says plural, more than one Son of God came down first. And Jesus was the one that came after the flood. He was singular, poor. He's in charge now, the Son of God. Well, the people of the Son of God believe in the Son of God. Well, hell, y'all destroyed their ass. So we can say now that the teaching of the Son of God, who is Jesus Christ, up under the Nicolaitan doctrine, you find in Revelation 2, verse 15, and that's what we're talking about next week, Brother Drew.
All right.
I say Shabbat Shalom. But Revelation 2, verse 15, we going to ask, I said, the niggas is going to ask ourselves a question. And we going to say, we want to explain what Revelation 2, verse 15 is that your preachers and nobody never seems to want to entertain. So we going to see this Jesus teaching, now that we know who the prehuman. Everything you see white is a subhuman. He's a troglodyte. Look that word up. See, my grandbaby called this little white girl, called her blue black. Say, you the blackest thing I ever seen. Keela was 7 years old. She saying, at least my mama and dad ain't no Neanderthal, that's a troglodyte. So her white teacher say, what did you say? And Keela told her, she said, I said that your mama and daddy is Neanderthals and troglodytes. Look it up in the dictionary so you'll know where you come from. That's what this little black girl know. So they took her to the office. Drew, you remember that? you remember